London Calling, David here. Well, actually, it's Hampstead Heath calling. I'm out on a field trip. I'm recording this out very near the northeastern corner of Hampstead Heath. I'm standing near what must be one of the smallest ponds on Hampstead Heath. A Heath ranger told me that they call it Orchard Pond. Hampstead Heath has a lot of ponds. I think there's about 16 that have a name, and then there must be another 8 or 9 that are really so small that they're not named. I don't know if this is one of the officially named ones, but the ranger told me, we call it Orchard Pond. It's deep in a sort of wooded area, and yes, presumably there was an orchard here once upon a time. But just for a minute, can you listen up? Can you hear this sound? Yes, it's running water, isn't it? How pleasing, how deeply satisfying, how good is that? And I suppose that connects up with all those ponds, all the water on Hampstead Heath. Had a good chat with the Heath Ranger. He said there are about 90 of them in total. Not 90 Heath Rangers, but 90 employees who keep the show on the road. Heath Rangers, of course, but he said they also have tree surgeons and lifeguards, etc., on the payroll, and it's the City of London that's actually footing the bill, and good on the City of London, I say. They'll, of course, be equal to it. The City of London is probably the wealthiest square mile in the world. They've got very, very deep pockets indeed. But what's brought me out, I've set myself up with a new project. I've decided to take a look at park benches on Hampstead Heath, and indeed in Hampstead. And there's a lot of them just in this area that I've been exploring, this very small northeastern corner of Hampstead Heath. I've probably already come across 6 or 7 of them. And my Heath Ranger told me that, as he put it, in my little area, the little patch of Hampstead Heath that he looks after, he thought there were probably about 30 of these benches. Park benches, well, I'm not sure the terminology is right. They're certainly benches, but it's always important to keep in mind that Hampstead Heath is not a park. It's a heath. It's a kind of wild place. No other city in the world has anything really comparable so central as this. And it's what makes Hampstead so special, and it's an important factor in making London so special. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm out looking at these benches, and I'm photographing them, and then I'm sitting in them and looking at the view that you got from them. They're all memorial benches. They all say in memory of, and then there's a name and dates, and then often there will be just a simple message, who loved this place. And there's something really pleasing, really, really satisfying, and let's use a better word, there's something really good about this. It's reaching across the generations. I mean, some of these people have been dead for 40 years or more. So yeah, it's not across centuries, but it is a kind of handshake across the decades. Handshake. That's something we don't get these days, that we don't get to take part in, is it? They're there when you sit on their bench, and it's not their bench in the sense of that awful sense on holiday of somebody coming out early and putting a towel on a bench around the pool to reserve it. It's their bench, but you can sit there, and, you know, they're there. They may have died in 1980, but they're there in spirit. And there's something really, really pleasing about that. Well, just a little bit more about the sounds. I'm hearing bird. Yeah, bird song. You get that here as well. How pleasing is that? And yes, there is deep, deep, far in the distance. You can hear that ever-present London sound, the sort of hum of traffic. But for once, it's drowned out by these better sounds, the burbling sound of the running water and the bird song, etc. Okay, well, that's it for now.